Well, this is another fantastic Friday morning. Another week is behind us, and it is just great to share this time together on this Friday morning. And this morning, we are going to be in Jonah chapter 2. And while inside the large fish, Jonah prays to God. Jonah's prayer includes words of praise and thanksgiving, and God rescues him from the depths of the sea. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been mercy and forgiveness. Now, before I begin, I need to remind you that the Bible specifically says that God prepared a large fish for Jonah. There are those that have criticized the Bible, saying there is no way that somebody could survive within the stomach of a whale, and that is presuming upon God that this was a whale. But, you know, whales are mammals, and God was specific in saying that this was a large fish that he created specifically for this task. So let's begin in Jonah chapter 2. From deep inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God. In my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me. From deep in the world of the dead, I cried for help, and you heard me. You threw me down into the depths, to the very bottom of the sea, where the waters were all around me, and all your mighty waves rolled over me. I thought I had been banished from your presence, and would never see your holy temple again. The water came over me and choked me. The sea covered me completely, and seaweed wrapped around my head. I went down to the very roots of the mountains, into the land whose gates lock shut forever. But you, O Lord my God, brought me back from the depths alive. When I felt my life slipping away, then, O Lord, I prayed to you. And in your holy temple, you heard me. Those who worship worthless idols have abandoned their loyalty to you. But I will sing praises to you. I will offer you a sacrifice and do what I have promised. Salvation comes from the Lord. Then the Lord ordered the fish to spit Jonah up on the beach, and it did. Today's key verse is Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, in my distress, O Lord, I called to you, and you answered me. You know, from yesterday's reading, we learned that Jonah was inside the fish for 3 days and 3 nights. Do you ever wonder what he was thinking, doing during that time? I think he decided that instead of running away from God, that particular experience probably drew him a little bit closer to God, don't you think? And from his prayer, we can see that Jonah has had somewhat of a change of heart, and now he's ready to do what God has commanded him to do. Let us pray. Lord God, whenever I am in distress, I call out to you, and I know that you hear my prayers. Salvation comes from you, O Lord. Thank you for your steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen. Well, that brings this time together to an end, and this week to an end. I look forward to seeing all of you this Sunday morning, either in the church service or on Zoom or Facebook. And this is a good time that we are being able to spend together in God's Word. It's really been a blessing to me. So if I don't see you on Sunday, we will see you again next Monday when we read Jonah chapter 3, where Jonah obeys God and goes to Nineveh. God bless, and we will see you next time.